In March, Mayor Kathy Sheehan released the final Rezone Albany draft, a long-awaited plan intended to simplify city zoning ordinance. Critics warn it could further deplete the financially strapped city's coffers. Albany's zoning code got its last update in the late 1960s. The developing plan envisions a comprehensive overhaul of the city's patchwork zoning system and the associated challenges with vacant and abandoned buildings, both residential and commercial.
We found the enemy, and the enemy was us. In other words, our antiquated zoning was really driving business decisions and actually lack of ability to move forward with business decisions that would really help our neighborhoods. And so that's one of the many challenges that we've been able to address in our new rezone.
Not everyone believes rezoning is in the best interests of the city. Conservative mayoral candidate Joe Sullivan fears it will trigger an exodus of homeowners from neighborhoods presently zoned residential.
Passage of Rezone Albany will put Albany on a fast track to becoming Detroit on the Hudson. Because once you destabilize the property tax base, you've got Albany being a sanctuary city, which is going to cost in the future federal aid, and Albany's going to remain to be insolvent.
The Rezone Albany draft requires approval by the Common Council. The panel was expected to vote Monday night on rezoning, but did not. Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin is also a mayoral candidate.
Prior to the meeting in our caucus, there were a couple of recommended changes made to involving inclusionary zoning and another particular issue that escapes me right now. But also prior to that, last Wednesday, there was a committee meeting. The committee meeting was noticed a little less than 72 hours. And there were a number of changes that were reviewed at that meeting. And those changes came about as a result of various recommendations that came from constituents, committee meetings, previous committee meetings, and interactions with the public. But there were, and I believe there were about 20 of them. But those, and so when we got to the meeting on Monday, we had all of this to deal with, to review and to vote on Monday night. It really wasn't, in my estimation, in the best interest to vote on it on Monday because so many changes had taken place.
That provision for inclusionary zoning mandates developers include a certain percentage of so-called affordable units in new residential developments. Under the plan, which would take effect 6 months after approval, rents cannot exceed 30% of the monthly income for a household making 100% of the city median household income. Sullivan recommends holding Rezone Albany until after the November election, or at the very least until after Mayor Sheehan makes scheduled City Hall on the Road appearances in June at Mater Christi and Eagle Point Elementary School, which serve neighborhoods Sullivan believes would be significantly impacted by the rezoning.
The committee can simply hold the bill. There are 5 members on the planning committee, and 3 out of 5, if they vote to table and hold the bill, it'll stay in committee and won't go out to the full Common Council.
So it's a back-to-the-drawing-board trip of sorts. McLaughlin says anyone with comments should plan to be at next week's committee meeting.
Be at the meeting on Wednesday evening, on the 10th. Be at that meeting of the planning committee where it's going to be discussed.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.